We're checking in to see what's going on in the town of Clover. Of course, the town with love in its name. Sam Long keeps us entertained any time that we're in the town of Clover. And boy, this is your Super Bowl coming up, Sam.
It is. It's Clover's time to shine. Next week, the town turns green for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, this is it.
And you are in all of your green if you're not watching us.
Yeah, you look
great.
Getting in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. So yesterday, our Clover School District Bright Beginnings program, which is a super cool program that we have in Clover, installed the storybook walk. So this is the fourth year that they've done this. So the pages of the book, There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Clover, are on the front of all of our Main Street businesses. So it starts at the Coastal Cottage and then wraps around to the vault. So you can bring your kiddos and you can read the story as you walk through Main Street, read the book there. They did a Birdie the Elf this past December who hid around Main Street, and there's word that Birdie may be putting on her leprechaun outfit and coming back to town. So from the 7th through the 14th, so the week leading up to our St. Patrick's Day festival, Birdie the Elf will be decked out in green and
really cute.
Hiding around the Main Street businesses. So it's super fun. The kiddos can come read the story on Main Street, and then each day one of our Main Street businesses will have the elf, and the first kiddo that spots the elf in the business gets a super, super cool prize bag from the Clover School District Bright Beginnings. I took a peek in there. There's like little pots and seeds to plant. So it's, and it of course has books and stuff. So it's a super fun partnership that we have with the school district. So leading up to St. Patrick's Day and on St. Patrick's Day, bring your kiddos to Main Street. It's also, of course, a good way to promote eating and shopping at our Main Street businesses with your family. So that is happening. The book is up now, and the elf will be out and about this coming Saturday. So that will lead us right up to St. Patrick's Day.
It's also a great tie-in because March is Literacy Month,
yes.
And this week is actually Read Across America week, but it's celebrated the whole month of March, so that's also a great tie.
Boy, yes. That elf didn't have a vacation at all. She went to the North Pole and she
and
said,
I got to come back.
A
little bit.
A month and a half.
We've heard that she's going to be decked out in her St. Patrick's Day gear. So
this is the elf's time to shine, though. It's a little bit warmer than up in the North Pole, for sure.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's a fun idea and way to get the kids involved, especially with all of the businesses downtown.
Yes.
So that brings us to the actual festival, the big St. Patrick's Day festival in the town of Clover. Take us out. Date, time, location, and what we need to bring.
So we'll start Friday night, the Friday night kickoff. So we have expanded our route this year quite a bit. So we are moving. The Friday night kickoff will be on the south end of town this year. So that will be a concert from Next Level Band of Charlotte, which we've had in Clover several times before, and they're fantastic, and some food trucks. So we'll kick Friday night off. That's 6 to 9 p.m. And then, of course, Saturday, come back. The festival starts at 10 a.m. We have close to 200 vendors. We'll probably get 200 by next week. And then we'll have a concert stage, which will have two bands. The first one will be Tim Hong, and the second one will be Trenton Gilbert. Of course, on our family stage, we'll have some local performers. We're returning this year. They're one of our elementary schools, Griggs Road, has a bucket drumming club, and they're so cute. So they'll be the kickoff at 10 a.m. on the family stage. And then we'll have a magic clown and some jugglers and that kind of stuff on the family stage. That will be at Knox Street. There will, of course, be amusement rides, face painters, balloon artists. So there'll be an entire kids zone for the kiddos to enjoy. And then food vendors, drink vendors. So come hungry, find lots of cool things to eat. And then, of course, shop the arts and craft and commercial vendors who we have a little bit of everything this year. So a fun day to celebrate. Celebrate in Clover. We're hoping that the weather is as nice next weekend as it looks like it's going to be this weekend.
So it's March 13th and 14th.
13th and 14th.
And then what time can people start arriving?
So Saturday, the festival is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and I forgot to mention Friday night, the YMCA in Clover always does a Leprechaun Leap 5K in partnership with us. So they are still taking registration for that. So that will, they'll start at the Y and then run through town to New Center Park and then back to the Y. And then they will come to the Friday night kickoff event and we'll recognize them down at the concert stage once the runners get done. So they are still taking registration for that.
That's great.
As well. So yeah, so all the fun things to do in Clover next weekend. It kind of kicks off our event schedule for for the spring, but this is the biggest thing that we do. So lots of fun things to do in town next weekend. And you also can come next Thursday night, the night before we kick off St. Patrick's Day. Gallery 120 will be opening their next exhibit, which is Avoid a Mix-Up. It's a mixed media exhibit. And this exhibit is like the most unique pieces because it's all mixed media. So it's multiple things in each, piece of art. So anyway, that will kick off next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. At the Larn Building right on Main Street.
So what we're hearing is the week of March the 7th, we need to spend our entire week in Clover.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There will be something for you to
do, no matter what the age.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Starting this Saturday, March the 7th through all next week and through the festival for sure. Yes. But hey, listen, that's why Clover is, what it is. Yes. And we enjoy it. And it's a big part of our DNA here in York County. And it's your reason and your time to shine for sure. The luck of the Irish will be on your side for sure. Well, beyond St. Patrick's Day, what else is happening in the town of Clover? Anything else?
So in April, we will kick back off our Food Truck Thursday events. Those are moving to New Center Park this year, which is a new location. That's just for, there's more to do at the park. So we have the splash pad and the playground. So trying to make it more of a family night. So those will kick back off in April. We'll, of course, do our Easter egg hunt in April. And then our farmers markets will kick back off in May. So lots of fun things coming up in the next few months, series of events that will start back. So
it's that season, right?
We'll
start to kick off all of these events in the spring season. And come October, November, you'll tell us that they're starting to wind down as we start to celebrate Christmas. And we'll be right back at it again.
Yes, that's right.
Cycle of life.
It is. Yes. This is our kickoff, though. Oh, this is our
fun.
Yes, it is. It is.
And of course, wear your green.
Yes, wear your green. We'll also have some really cool shirts for sale. At the festival, so you can pick up a Clover t-shirt to wear if you don't have a green already.
Yes, definitely your time to shine.
Yes,
that name for sure.
Yes. Oh,
fantastic job, Sam. We can't wait to go out there and support Clover during its big St. Patrick's Day festival. 2 days of fun and merriment for sure. Sam Long again is with the town of Clover. Sam, great catching up with
you,
friend.
Thank you.